USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Henry County, Georgia, police confirm a gunman, a 16-year-old, and a pregnant woman all died in a hostage standoff that just ended a few hours ago. Officers say they found them all dead at about 3:30 this morning Eastern inside a home in Stockbridge. The gunman believed to have killed himself, a tragic end to a 15-hour standoff after police had responded to an unknown trouble call yesterday. Two officers were wounded, shot trying to enter the home late last night, but they're expected to recover.
Timothy's father is devastated once again.
That's the aunt of Timothy Pitson, who was six when he disappeared in 2011. Now, this week, a man who claimed to be Timothy Pitson has been determined to be an imposter. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago. Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
The discussion continues after misconduct allegations against former VP Joe Biden, who is expected to soon announce a run for the White House. This woman says his gestures towards her were very welcome. Former congressional hopeful Heather Bevin from Florida says she was happy to get a bear hug and a kiss at a rally back in 2012.
He's warm, he's gracious, he's energetic, and I feel like I got a really special moment with the vice president.
At least seven women, though, have raised allegations of inappropriate touching by Biden. President Trump will be in California today to look at a new section of border wall and get a briefing from border security. Yesterday, he backed away from a threat to shut down the border, issuing a, quote, one-year warning to Mexico to stop the flow of illicit drugs and illegal immigrants across the border. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A new study finds which Americans watch the most TV, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the findings.
The study by Verizon finds West Virginians watch more TV than people in any other state of the nation. The report finds people in WV averaged about 4.5 hours in front of the TV a day. Next was Delaware, people averaging 3 hours, 47 minutes of TV time a day. Utah had the shortest time, residents there watching an average of 2 hours, 13 minutes of TV each day. The study finds that states with more state parks and outdoor recreational facilities show a much lower watch time on average, including Utah and California, Alaska, and Colorado. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Law enforcement officials in Chicago are now asking for changes. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
The Fraternal Order of Police in Chicago is giving Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox a vote of no confidence amid the Jussie Smollett controversy.
We're very grateful for the top police officials who are here with one united voice to demand the resignation of Cook County State's Attorney Kimberly Fox.
Chicago Fraternal Order of Police President Kevin Graham saying his request comes after numerous times felony charges have been dropped, and the last straw was that the charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett were dropped as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.